This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you heard during the break there, the commercials. Oh my goodness. It's all propaganda. Donald Trump talks about if you give it over to Joe Biden, just ignore the 1,156 other presidential contenders. If you give it over to Joe Biden, who's the same guy over there, you know, that does the same things that you're afraid that, you know, you're afraid what he's going to do. I'm already doing it, you know. Most people aren't paying attention to that. But, you know, if Joe Biden's voted in, you know, this is what's going to happen. The communists and the socialists and the globalists are going to win out. Well, Mr. President, what have you done in preventing any of that? Where is that rule of law that you promised to bring in? I'm just kind of curious. Where's that at? My Bible tells me in Proverbs 20, verse 8, that when a king, Proverbs 20, verse 8, sitteth in the throne of judgment, he scattereth away evil. I don't see that happen. Where is that rule of law? Right? I'm thinking of the king, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, and the supremacy clause found in Article 6, Section 2, which is the law of the land. I'm trying to figure out where he has faithfully executed the laws found within the use of the U.S. Constitution, Article 2, Section 3. But I haven't seen him do that. No. What you're used to, Americans, is you're used to politicians and the mainstream media hand in glove working together to magnify the crimes rather than the law against the crimes. See, if people in this country lived and loved God enough, I'll tell you what, to keep his commandments, we would be free from these people. They wouldn't be tolerated in this country. You know, I wrote this morning, because I'll be talking about this tomorrow, but if people would respond to the Word of God the way that most respond to the lying government, we'd be free of tyranny. I mean, here's the bottom line. These people know how to lie better than you know how to tell the truth, America, because if it weren't so, then why is it that you're listening to them? And you think that they're the joke, when in fact the joke's on you. These people are sitting behind closed doors every day of their little lying, propagandized campaigns, friends, talking about how the American people are just too easy to control. Yep. As Benjamin Franklin rightly said, make yourself sheep and the wolves will devour. And it's exactly what they're doing. You just didn't expect it to be a bunch of treasonous, effeminate, baser sort to be doing that, right? 1 Kings 13:33. Well, the fact of the matter is most people haven't figured out that there's no truth in these people. John 8:44. Judge them by their fruit. Matthew 7:16. And you'll all the well understand as to what I'm talking about. Then what did we hear right after that, friends? More of propping up the lies of COVID-19. We heard commercials. What did we hear the commercials talk about? How most people are anticipating the vaccination. I don't know who they're talking about, friends. Matter of fact, I just did an article this morning on Luciferis. You know what that is? That's a Google patent that Bill Gates actually brought about, I believe, in the month of March of 2020, where he got the patent on this. And what I noticed this morning, friends, because I played this audio on Saturday, I'm going to play it for you right now. I played this audio for you on Saturday, and what's interesting is between the time it went up and today, which is only 2 days, it's interesting, folks, that the fact book checkers and the Facebook checkers, the fact checkers, they like to call themselves, who by the way, used to be employees for CNN, you know, fake news as you're taught. They're the ones doing the fact-checking on people's content. And who are they fact-checking? Well, they're just trying to discredit conservatives, real conservative Christian patriots, because they want to discredit their message. And like I said, if we would take heed to the Word of God and begin to deal with these people lawfully by loving God and man enough to actually keep His commandments and establishing judgment, we might know peace and righteousness within the gate. But if you don't want to do that, you can put up with Donald Trump. You can put up with Joe Biden. And rest assured, this same cycle is coming up again and again and again. But here it is, friends. Luciferus. Did you guys know that? This is called Luciferus, this patent. Here, I'll give you the number. It's US 10202584B2. One online. Easy to find. Luciferus. Luciferin. That's what this patent is called. And these vaccinations that you're being told that so many are just anticipating to arrive. I mean, this is insanity, right? Here, I want to play this audio from Saturday. Facebook fact checkers put it into question. It's like Satan asking Eve, hath God said? You know, they want to trap you. Satan wants you to discredit and question the God of Israel. By the way, who is a holy God? Who is a judge? He's a good judge, right? These people are soon to find that out. Hebrews 9:27. But the fact of the matter is, he's not a man that he should lie. Scripture clearly tells us. Yet these devils, right, who also believe and tremble, clear scripture, friends, the devils believe and tremble, they want to put God in question concerning what he's telling you in hopes that you'll drink the Kool-Aid. Or eat the apple, let me put it that way. I want you to listen to this doctor really quick, and I'm going to get to my main topic, preaching so as to convert nobody, church signs. I want to finish what we started up last Friday. We'll get to that as well. But I want you to listen to this doctor, friends. Her name is Christine Northrup, Dr. Christine Northrup, and I'm going to go ahead and play this audio for you, and we're going to pick it up right on the other side, and then I'm going to kill it the second segment, and then we're going to pick up the main topic. Go ahead and play that audio of Dr. Christine Northrup, please, Judah.
Okay, my name is Dr. Christian Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of 3 New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience, fear for the people that may take it?
Okay, so we're going to pick this up right after this hard break, folks. We got it teed up to that point, and I'm going to let Christine Northrup take it from there right when we come back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out live, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, there's 13 to 15 articles combating the lies in the mainstream media. Go to the right side of the page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. Easy to do, just click onto YouTube. You'll see us on Top Chat right to the right side. Go to beforeitsnews.com, do the same thing over there. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page. Click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, I was just teeing it up for you, friends, concerning Christine. That's her name, Christiane Northrup. Okay, Dr. Christiane Northrup. So it's not Christy Ann, it's all in one word. So you got to kind of jam it together there. But what she's going to do is she's going to share with you right now the Luciferis. This is a new patent. I gave you the number, friends. You can go online right now and find it. It's Luciferis, Luciferian Patent, U.S. 10202584B2. It was super easy to find, okay? So if anybody wants to tell you it's just not the truth, I just gave you the number. Check out the patent. Again, it's easy to find. But my article this week, which is posted on YouTube, is Luciferis. There's never been anything like it, said the doctor. Big tech companies once again attempting to cover for Bill Gates' intents and his COVID vaccine by sicking their fact checkers on people to question, and their end aim is to question the credibility of the sources that you listen to. I want you to listen first and foremost, friends, to her accreditations. Okay, it's interesting. Go ahead and rewind that all the way to the beginning, Judah. and listen to how many shows she's been on. In other words, the world will love its own as long as she's pushing or working for their agenda. But when once one becomes a whistleblower, guess what? They want you to question their credibility. But not when they were pushing their narrative. See how that works? Check this out, friends. This is Dr. Christiane Northrup. Okay? Check it out.
Okay. My name is Dr. Christiane Northrup. I'm a board-certified OBGYN physician trained at Dartmouth Medical School, Tufts New England Medical Center. I'm a former clinical professor of OBGYN at the University of Vermont College of Medicine. I'm the author of three New York Times best-selling books, including Women's Bodies, Women's Wisdom, The Wisdom of Menopause, and Goddesses Never Age. I've done 8 highly successful public television specials. I was on the Oprah Winfrey Show 10 different times, and all the numerous TV shows like Dr. Oz and Rachel Ray and NBC Nightly News and all of the rest of it, kind of straddling the world between holistic medicine and conventional OBGYN. And my entire career really has been about teaching women everything that can go right with their bodies and how to make that their experience.
This COVID vaccine, can you tell us what we do know about it and what you, from your experience,
listen carefully,
fear for the people that may take it?
Yes, there's never been a vaccine like this. It's an RNA vaccine. It is what's called a transinfection. It will fundamentally change people's DNA. And what I don't like about it even more than the usual thing about the toxic metals that are in vaccines that make our bodies literally into an antenna with 5G. This one has the usual
that crazy
non-human DNA, theorist. Like, you know, monkeys, maybe fetal cells, pigs, whatever. And so it begins to make us what's called chimers, C-H-I-M-E-R, introducing non-human DNA into our bodies. What is worse, though, is that there is a patent and work that they've done at MIT to make a dye, and the patent, the dye is called luciferase.
Wow.
And under luciferase, a light, you'd be able to see who was vaccinated, who wasn't. And the deal is to store your biometric information, because this vaccine will have nanoparticles, nanocrystalline particles that are actually little robots. And they, like little antennas, and they will have the ability to take your biometric data, not only your vaccine record, but your breathing, your heart rate, your activities, sexual activities, drugs that you're taking, where you travel, all of that, and then take that data and store it in the cloud. What's even more concerning is that the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation on March 26th, 2020 applied for a patent number 060606, to take that biometric data, give you a barcode, and connect each of us to cryptocurrency.
Whoa.
So that we would become literally slaves to the system. Like everything, it would be the end of privacy, the end of freedom, because who gets the data? Who uses the data? And what do they do with it? So this patent to connect the vaccinated to cryptocurrency, making all humans a commodity, is extremely concerning. And everyone should be concerned, given that this is a virus from which 99.9% of people recover. So I would ask, why do we need anything like this? Because it goes far beyond those pandemics of old, smallpox and so on. This is very different. The plan here is to vaccinate the entire world. And the narrative that we're being sold is things will not go back to normal until everyone is vaccinated.
So just think about that, friends. This is a whirling. This is a woman that's been used on all these corporate-owned networks for years, decades. Now all of a sudden she comes out and tells the truth. Everything she told you before that, it was fine with big tech companies. It was fine with the mainstream media because she's going along with the narrative. Doesn't the Bible say something about when you basically become righteous, then you become a prey? Isaiah 59. Yeah. That's exactly right. Now all of a sudden she's telling you the truth about Bill Gates' distorted mind and his little henchmen and their vaccinations and their plan. They're all corralling you right into what the vaccinations. You heard it during the break, friends, during the first, before the first segment. Oh, everybody's anticipating a vaccination. The President of the United States of America, the vaccination poster boy, gives them an open platform to attack the people, not just in America, but on a global scale. To do what? To drive this into your body. Luciferous, right? Luciferian. That's the patent name. Read Revelation 13:17 when you get a moment. That's what she's talking about. This is a worldling telling you the information. And again, big tech companies want you to discredit her. Probably as a conspiracy theorist, but that's all you have to do is go online again and understand again the history of the mainstream media over the last, what, 7 and 8 and 9 decades in this country? Actually, since 1917, because they actually drove this into the congressional record, as a matter of fact. So it's been going on for 100 and some years in this country that they have been driving the narrative and giving cover to those who are in fact responsible for committing the act of conspiracy. Folks, conspiracy is very real. Do you have eyes to see? Do you have ears to hear? Put that up against Jeremiah 5:21. My goodness, it's right in front of your face, folks. The very one, Bill Gates, that wants to depopulate the world, now wants to make you safe by injecting his vaccinations into you and your children's bodies. And if you don't, guess what? You're not going to buy or sell. We've already heard governors talk this way. We've heard mayors talk this way who are all in this covenant of death and their alliance with hell, which once again will be disannulled. But it is for 330 million people in this country to stand up and put a stop to it and arrest these criminals for who they are and what it means, what it is that they mean to advocate. Remember the good job that Bill Gates was talking about? Remember how it was a good job? If we do a really good job with vaccinations, we can depopulate the world. Yep. And for those that are just joining us for the very first time, keep in mind Bill Gates' daddy was the head of Planned Parenthood, who is responsible for the murder, along with your said government and their representatives, who are working for special interest groups who counter and work in contrast to the U.S. government and the U.S. Constitution and its founding documents. Folks, remember, 60 million babies. Remember, they sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. And again, they're selling all of this to you as for your safety. Really? For your safety? Nope. I said right off the get-go, what's the pill in this jam? You can mark my words. It's going to be the vaccinations at the end of the day. And it's exactly right. The ones selling you the virus are the ones selling you the vaccinations. And again, you got the President of the United States of America who plays the poster boy for vaccinations, saying that, you know what, we're rushing them, or we're knowing that the people want them. We're going to get them to you. We're going to use the military to ensure that you get them as soon as possible. Really? Boy, what's 2 plus 2? You know, lie to me once, shame on you. Lie to me twice, shame on me. How about 1,000 times since the beginning of his criminal administration? I can't help you if you can't see what's going on here, friends. I really can't. But again, this is what, number 20 of doctors and individuals in government that have exposed this Bill Gates and the current administration for advocating, which is clearly unconstitutional and unlawful. I mean, this is right in your face, America. Open your eyes and open your ears. Love you by what we do. We're going to take a real quick break. I'm telling you that because I love in truth.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden are offering their closing messages to voters who may still be on the fence in the final day before the 2020 election. Biden in Cleveland saying,
Tomorrow we have an opportunity to put an end to a presidency that's divided this nation. Tomorrow we can put an end to a president that has failed to protect this nation. And tomorrow we can put an end to a president that has fanned the flames of hate all across this country.
President Trump, meanwhile, in North Carolina, touting his economic policies.
We created a record 11.4 million jobs in the last 5 months. It's a number that we never even thought possible. Nobody did.
President Trump with two stops in Michigan and one in Wisconsin on Monday. USA Radio News. Texas is shattering early voting records. More voted early than the total back in 2016. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, here's Val Dior.
More Texans have voted in the 18-day early voting period than in the entire 2016 presidential election. Dallas County Judge Clay Jenkins, a Democrat, reports that around 803,000 voted early there. Tarrant County, home to Fort Worth, around 674,000. In Houston or Harris County, it shattered its 2016 totals as well with the help of 8 24-hour polling locations. As far as which way those votes will sway is yet to be seen. At the White House on Friday, President Trump was asked specifically about Texas, and he said he wasn't concerned.
Justice Amy Coney Barrett is participating in her first oral arguments on the nation's high court since being confirmed and sworn in 1 week ago. The newly seated justice hearing two cases on Monday. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Can I just give you a little tidbit, too, here, friends? I'm listening the same way that you're listening. Donald Trump's talking about these 11 million jobs that have been replaced. Folks, can somebody please call me and tell me where in the Constitution it is the job of government to create jobs? They work for you. You do not work for them. They're not doing you a favor. Yet Donald Trump continuously makes his appeal to the people of this country by talking about, of course, it's all fabricated nonsense. You can rest assured what he's saying, the opposite is true. Here, let me give you an example. Did you know since March, since this whole COVID pandemic was thrown down on the American people, did you know that 22 million jobs were lost? 55% of the businesses that closed will never open again. Did you know that not one person in here, folks, you want to get angry? Not one person in government lost their job. Corporate businesses have been flourishing. So this was a shutdown. This was an attack on the American people to hand more business over to big corporations, namely the friends of those in governments. You see how that works? Again, that's all you have to do is open your eyes, friends. The first thing I said is Donald Trump, it's not his job to create jobs. That's not what he does. I mean, how many times has that guy filed for bankruptcy, by the way, that you are never told of? Number one. Number two, friends, it's not in the U.S. Constitution. And if you were to ask the President of the United States of America as to what his constitutional authority is in implementing jobs or creating jobs, he's not going to be able to answer you. He's just basically setting you up for another four-year fall is what he's doing. 22 million jobs were lost. Okay. 55% of the businesses that were shut down will never open again. Okay? He can't prove a one of what he said, which is regardless because he doesn't have the authority in doing so anyways. But I want to make sure that you understand not one person in government lost their job. The friends of those that are working for special interest groups in big corporations are the ones that made off during the COVID-19 in a big way. Corporations are growing in a big way. And who's being shut down? The small businesses. The small businesses are what makes America. So you can see where the payday was. The payday was in giving to the corporations what the little guy had. And so the government, the said representatives, attacked their own people and shutting them down and giving more traffic over to big corporations. That's what's in fact been going on here. I really wish people would think things through before they just go along with what they're told. Because I'm sick and tired of it, to be quite frank with you. Though I am Bradley, I'm tired of it. I really truly am. I want to take Steve really quick. Steve, let's make this quick. I got to jump on the second part of my main topic here. But what say you, my friend?
Well, I find it interesting with the vaccines that, you know, I don't mean to sound crude, but it's almost like they're crossbreeding humans with animals. I mean, things that you would never dream doing naturally, the minute they use vaccines and science to do it, all of a sudden the crude and almost demonic becomes
That's right.
accepted.
That's right. Demonic. It's not too far out there. Look at the Philistines. They served a fish god. Look at that of the Pharaoh, the one that Moses faced off with when he gave him the command to let my people go. I mean, what do you have, half man, and then you have half bird? So when you're talking about crossbreeding here, this is not man myth. This is not mythology. This is in the minds of the distorted. And if you think that I'm crazy or if you think Steve is crazy, that's all you have to do is go down to Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills, California. If you want to see the wealthy, you want to see how distorted they are, you should see what they create out of humans and animals and how they put them together, folks. They are very distorted, Steve. There's no question about it.
Yeah, I mean, over the years, everybody is always trying to figure out why would they do such a thing. But, you know, between the abortion and the vaccines and all that, Satanism is the only thing that explains it. I mean, if for all the people that don't want to believe in God, well, these people sure believe in the devil, so
that's right.
How do you believe in the devil and they worship him without believing in God?
Well, it's amazing to me, again, you know, and you've heard me say it 1,000 times, 94% of the people don't trust the media. Congress has 11% approval rating, and yet when you give them God's word, they put in question God's word as they follow those that they decry as a bunch of liars. So it shows you that those that know how to lie better than these people know how to tell the truth is really a truth that needs to be promulgated in a bigger way outside of just this ministry on a 24/7 basis. But yes, totally agreed.
It explains why they attack the family, though.
Yep.
If you don't believe your father has your best interest at heart, that's how the devil could turn against the guy that created him, because his father, he turned against his father, you know. And if you turn against your mother and father and you don't trust them no more, well, then the next step is to turn you against God, who wouldn't have made you if he didn't care about you.
Yeah. Yep. I'm with you, brother. Totally with you. People are distorted. And, I mean, when you look at a Bill Gates, I mean, what do we need? I mean, Luciferian, coming up with a patent in March of 2020, right when this whole plandemic came out. How do you help people? How do you help, Steve, let me ask you something. How do you help a people that don't help themselves?
Well, that's the problem with it. I mean, people are so blind. You go into the church and they just blindly follow. They just obediently do as they're told, and yet they won't obey God at all. They'll obey the people that are carrying out the devil's will, but they won't carry out you know, they won't obey the one they serve that they claim to care about.
I was just going to say that.
They'll fight him every step of the way.
Yep, they will. They will. As a matter of fact, they're the ones that cried out, "We have no king but King Caesar," and it was the Pharisees and the scribes and the Herodians that did the crucifying, friends, and people need to wake up to just that. Thank you for your call, Steve. Always appreciate it. Looks like you guys are going to make this your show. Don't have a name. Bradley Dean here. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Hi, Bradley. This is James Walls from Indianapolis, Indiana. I've been a listener for many years, and I wanted to call in today. I love your show, and I wanted to kind of contribute a little bit.
Sure.
You know, I've been listening for a long time, and I love what you're saying, and I love, you know, how you preach the gospel and how it is, you know, a double-edged sword. It's supposed to cut us to the marrow, and we are supposed to act, and we're supposed to we have a responsibility to act. And so as a small business owner here in Indianapolis, you know, we've got a governor with the mandates. We've got all this stuff going on in our state, and I've been a target. I've had a couple of different raids from the governor's office. And so, you know, it is my responsibility to lawfully fight back. And I've explored that option to it, you know, to its key, basically. Got an attorney here in the state that's actually in Congress. He's Lieutenant Attorney General to our Attorney General.
Yep.
Libertarian, he's ready to take on the case. He's telling me, you know, to take on the government, you know, who uses our tax dollars to basically fight this case, has an endless supply, but I got to have a $25,000 retainer.
Yeah.
And the case is probably going to be about $350,000.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to take it to the Supreme Court.
So yeah, James, let me add something to that, okay, just so I can take it in stride with you. It's interesting because if the said representatives were doing their job by upholding those laws and magnifying the laws against these big tech companies or these vaccination companies or whatever corporate situation you have to deal with, it's interesting that when you look at it for what it is, the representatives should be the ones that we go after, because I'm exploring this right now. They're not doing their job. Just yet. Yesterday, let's go to this vaccination situation, for example. We just seen another grilling, we were told. If it's not Ted Cruz, if it's not Jim Jordan, if it's not Trey Gowdy, it's not Jason Chaffetz, it's not Daryl Issus, well, then it's a brand new guy, and he's going to go in there, and he's going to go after Twitter, he's going to go after Facebook, and he's going to go after YouTube. Have you ever taken the time to realize that those that are grilling these big tech companies are the ones that legislated these big tech companies to actually indemnify themselves criminally against the people that they're supposed to serve? Just think about that. Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
So this is the fox and the chicken coop.
And all the House representatives that I possibly could, asking them exactly why they haven't done anything about the tyranny that's going on with our current governor. And they just say, you know, we can't do anything until after the election. And that's been the answer since March.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah. I'm trying to get just 9 other businesses here in Indianapolis to work with me on this case, because we're actually pursuing governor, you know, for outstepping his bounds. You know, his delegated authority is not from us, you know, and he is not working for We the People, and that's the way that we're going to take this case. But, you know, I'm a tiny little blacksmith here in Indiana. I mean, how am I going to afford $350,000 on my own?
Yeah.
And you know what the attorney told me? He said, that's the cost of doing business in the United States with this much corruption going on.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? You know what you need to tell this? You know what you need to tell your attorney? With all due respect to God's word, there is a reason Jesus woed these people, cursed them. He said, "Woe unto you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You entered not in yourselves, and them that were entering in, you hindered." So what do you want to do? You want to make it a system of indulgence. Did you know that the correctional institutions in America make $64 billion? That's a system of indulgence, and it's exactly what your attorney is saying right now. You need to look at your attorney, and you need to tell him, or get on the phone with him and tell him, does this not apply to you and your children as well? Because this is what you're going to leave to your children if you don't stand up and fight for your kids today. Here's the other thing. The attorney has nothing to lose but everything to gain, at least temporarily. See, they're in it for the money. They've sold themselves out to the system because the system works for him regardless if you win or you lose. But again, what needs to be done is the finger needs to be pointed back at them and say to them, does this not apply to you and your kids as well? Because it does. James, if you ever go inside of a tent in the middle of the summertime, you got a little mosquito in there, you can't go to sleep. You may be that little mosquito, but you just keep buzzing and stinging the way that you are, my friend, because you are aggravating them. You are a rock of offense and a stone of stumbling to those that don't like to obey God. So we're not asking the devil for permission. Keep going on with your bad self, because we're standing with you, brother, and thank you for the call.
Amen, brother. Thank
you. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Judith Reisman, PhD. And I am visiting professor of law at the Liberty School of Law and president of the Institute for Media Education. Sons of Liberty is an important, incredibly valuable resource for anyone who tries to keep up with where our world has been and where it's going. I urge people to listen.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, listen, I was on a topic today. I want to make this your show. I'm going to play some audio. It's brand new audio. Just got it today. And, of course, big tech companies are trying to expunge this, and I want this information given to you so you can understand what's going on. We started the show off talking about Luciferis, okay? And it's Luciferin. There's two different names. It's a patent, US10202584B2. It's easy to find. It was actually brought forth by Bill Gates in the spring of 2020. He bought the patent right in time for the pandemic, okay? I've spent much time on showing you how this is all pre-planned. This has been going on for a long time in this country. They feel safe enough to do it now. You can see that they're taking control over the big tech companies concerning free speech. They're expunging. The list goes on and on and on and on as to what's taking place here. America, I've said it for years, you're under attack, but today you are under attack like never before. You are literally under attack like never before. They are talking about going to a vaccination right now, and most people in their right mind, as a matter of fact, I have yet to meet one person that believes the narrative, regardless if they have a mask on their face or not. Okay? And I also wanted to say I was going to get to my topic today, preaching it so as to convert nobody. That sounds like we might have to kick the can down the road till tomorrow. But when you guys make it your radio show, we're going to make it your radio show. So this is your radio show right now. Okay? You got about, 10 minutes to call in. If you're going to call in and make your point, stick to the topic, please. 1-866-582-9933. I got Barb calling in from Wisconsin right now. Barb, thank you for calling in, ma'am. What say you?
I just said it.
You what?
Oh, I was just, who's I been talking to?
Oh, you were talking to the guy that answers the phone down at Genesis Communication Networks. I'm in a different city, and it shoots over to me on Comrex, and then I can pick you up. So sorry about that.
Oh, no. I was just wondering. I follow these vaccines, and I follow this stuff a lot. Anyways, to make a long story short, I know that Moderna and Gilead, the first vaccines out of the box, I mean, they were coming. I've been following them, and they're Gates and Fauci's, both of them. And they're involved up to the hilt. Now, I'm wondering, I'm 76 years old. Of course, I'm older. There are a few comorbidities and stuff like that. So, of course, I was wondering if I could get the virus. But I'm not touching it with Gates and Fauci, absolutely not. So I'm wondering if you guys know if Pfizer is coming up and the ones that are coming behind it, Are anyways legit vaccines, or are they all with Gates and Fauci involved?
Well, I would tell you this, ma'am, and I can give you a scriptural answer because I'm not a doctor. That's why I continuously play their audio for you because they're qualified to tell you exactly what my conscience tells me every day of my life. But I know that Leviticus 19:19 tells us that we're not to mix. And if you look in Scripture, life is in the blood. And when you look at the likes of what's going on through these big pharma companies today, what is it that they're zeroing to do? They're zeroing in on contaminating the blood. And we're not to allow that. We're not to defile the temple of the living God in any sense of the word. They're not going to jam a needle into my living body. I can tell you that right now. So is there anything legit behind it? I would say I wouldn't allow it either way, but I'm not a doctor to tell you that. I'm just telling you as to the course of action that I'm going to take if this comes to my front door. We are not submitting to this in any sense of the word. These people don't know how to tell the truth. They have a long list of scandals, crimes committed against the people, and somehow or another back in, I believe, in 1985, they went and they passed a bill, ma'am. They passed a bill indemnifying themselves as long as they, of any consequence of harm brought to somebody from one of their vaccinations or one of their drugs, if it's to bring harm to you or kills anybody, they indemnified themselves by basically saying, we will tell you the side effects on the side of the box. And if something happens to you, there's nothing that you can do to us. I'm not kidding you. That's where they're at.
I understand that. I was just wondering if you guys knew, is there anybody legit out of there coming up? Anybody. Nobody that knows that nobody's legit, right? They're all...
I can't say that, but what I am telling you is I wouldn't trust what's out in front of your face right now, especially in this time, because it seems like everybody's going in for the kill. If you listen to commercials even, what are they doing? They're all fear-driven, and they're all driving you back to what? A vaccination, to their cures, so on and so forth. You got to be aware of all of that stuff, because you got a bunch of snake oil salesmen trying to make the most out of the dilemma in which we face today.
I'm 76 years old, so of course... Yeah, of course the COVID scares me. I mean, I'm not nuts, but I'm not overly. But anyways, I've got the flu shot every year for as long as I can remember. I got the flu shot. My flu shot last week Tuesday. I got so deathly sick. I really thought I was going to die. It was that bad. So I will never, ever, ever take the flu shot again. I felt like I was going to die. So now something scared me with this flu shot. I will never, ever take it again because this is what I got was worse than the flu I ever had.
Yep.
It was that bad. So now I'm scared. So now I'm thinking, do I stay in my house and ride this whole thing out?
Right.
What are my options?
Well, let me tell you this. This is how I live. That's all I can give you again, ma'am. Those that fear the face of God don't fear the face of man. I'm a Christian. I trust God. I serve the God of all creation. I also serve the healer, and he's the one that gave me authority, as well as the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelicals, and the pastors, power over all sickness. He said, lay hands on the sick. He gave us Psalm 91, Acts 10:38. The list goes on. I trust him, and if I trust him, the Bible tells me that I'm going to be safe. I am living my life in the face of what's going on, regardless of what's going on, and I want the enemy to know that I'm not afraid of their face. I'm fearing God in a filial sense in dealing with the face of men and their crimes and corruptions against we the people who mean to take out a lot of people. And I didn't say that, ma'am. Bill Gates said that.
Right.
So,
I know that.
Yeah.
I absolutely heard we got to reduce the population.
Yep. That's what he said.
So that's what I was worried about. Like I said, I know he's Moderna and Gilead, both of them. Him,
yep.
And Fauci, oh, my God, yeah. He supports the Wuhan lab. But then, so I just thought, I was just asking, you know, I doubted in my head. I doubted that no Pfizer, nobody else coming up in the ranks is going to. I think they're all pushing it way, way, way too hard, too fast, and yeah,
they are.
We're all in trouble, and you're right, we should just stay away from it and turn to God, because he's coming shortly anyways, I think.
Amen. Thank you, Barb. I totally appreciate your call, 1-866-582-9933. Again, friends, you've made this your show. We'll take it, and we'll make it your show. We'll pick up the topic tomorrow, Lord willing, unless you make it your show. I wanted to say this, too. In spite of what we see, the mainstream media is blowing up all those that are hand in glove with Big Pharma, right? And they are the ones blowing up the vaccination as the only resolve to get back to normal. I'm here to tell you, there's a majority of them, I guarantee you this, a majority of the doctors out there have a care for their patients. They have a care to know the truth in dealing with people to make them healthy, not sick. So, ma'am, Barb, speaking to you in Wisconsin again, there is a whole lot of doctors on this planet that have a great care for you. And there is answers, but my answer is always to go back to the one that created me. He knows how to heal where I'm sick. And I'm not going any other place outside of that unless I was put into a position where I knew that doctor had something that could help me, and it reverts right back to the creator. So I have no problem with those guys neither. But I just want to reiterate the point. There's a lot of good doctors out there. There's a lot of good doctors out there. As a matter of fact, a lot of the good doctors I've been sharing with you on the sonsoflibertyradio.com here so you can understand the good ones are out there trying to make sure that you're safe from the bad ones. Okay? Again, that's my job, and this is what we're doing. Now, folks, I wanted to let you know that if you want to jump online, you can watch the replay today. It's on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go over to those articles. Those articles are written by me and Tim Brown and 13 to 20 different contributors. It varies every week, giving you the answers that you need. They are in the culture war. They're preachers. They're constitutionalists. They're doctors. The list goes on. But we're giving you the answers that the mainstream media does not want you to have in combating them and their lies and their lying henchmen. Okay? Sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you want to watch us live, watch the replay on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go to beforeitsnews.com, do the same thing over there, front page, click onto YouTube, join us on Top Chat, and or watch the replay. I would ask that you would consider, friends, checking us out as far as membership goes on sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com. We are a ministry, and we depend upon you to stay out there, not sponsors, just for the record, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to membership, go to the store first, and then over to membership. Also wanted to let you know, folks, we do what we do here in the ministry because we love, okay? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments, okay? I can't love you until I first love God, and I can't love anybody until the Holy Ghost is given unto me. And how does that come? Through repentance. Isaiah 66:2, Psalm 51, verse 17, going over to 2 Corinthians 7:10. That's the fruits of repentance. And how does that start? I go to Exodus 20, and I read his moral law, understanding that I broke every one of his laws. I transgressed every one of them. And what does that law do? It drives me to the foot of the cross. Galatians 3:24. It drives me to the foot of the cross where Christ is, and I put my faith in him. The law can do no more there. Put my faith in Christ, and I grow in him. 2 Peter 3.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.